Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Tuesday, and joining me looking at three charts right now is the female with the Fibonacci's. It's the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Yeah, I am. Thanks. Hello.
I try to vary the intros a little bit, you know, even if it's with a silly voice. But do you know what? What a nicer day it is today. Where I'm looking now, I can see the sun. I can see a blue sky. Yesterday, Monday, grey, dark, doomy, dreary, horrible. Sorry.
I don't know. We had monster rain yesterday.
Yes, it was horrible rain, wasn't it? Horrible.
It was. Yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about weather and stuff as we are British, but let's get onto the charts. Requested from social media yesterday. So starting off with Solo. That's Solo. Solo Energy, Solo Oil and Gas. So the ticket is obviously Solo. What do you think? It's been a good run lately. It's notorious too well. It's an investment company, and it's invested in this well with Aminex, and they're drilling that. And it's good results out yesterday. It looks all the flow rates are looking good. Gas has flowed to the surface. What do you think of the chart? It's a strong run up there, isn't it? Look at that. It's almost whoosh.
It really is, but...
Oh.
I think that this... Okay, first of all, this is a great chart. This is making a harmonic pattern called a Gartley pattern. It should go to 1.6 or 1600. Yes.
1.6, yes, yeah. Wow, wow. What's,
but what, yep. We are at resistance. And the RSI on the weekly is 91. And the RSI on the weekly at the 2011 high was 91. It peaked at 91. And the RSI... on the weekly at the 2014 high, September 2014, peaked at 91. So, you know, this is not a place to buy Solo, and I would take partial profits here and wait to see. I think that, you know, if we can break and close above that 85 level, which is a pivot level, and that was the 2015 high, and it was also the high in 2012. So it's a fib level and a really important weekly support and resistance level. You know, if we closed above it, it doesn't take away that the fact that the RSI is still 91 and it's the highest it's ever been, and both two times before, you know, we saw a setback before continuing higher. So I think that we will see a setback before continuing higher, but this time I don't think we'll come all the way back. We should come back to perhaps around 0.62. Yeah. So even if we go through that resistance level, I do think that we're due a pullback or a correction.
I see. So I love it.
It's going a long way higher. I'm going to mark this because I would buy this. This looks great, but this isn't a great place to get involved.
I understand what you're saying. Okay, on the podcast yesterday, I had an extra special little insert a bit late. They released news in the afternoon. It's Talau Energy, T-L-O-U. We've covered these before, but I think the chart has moved on because yesterday was significant news. Really, they've got a partner to help them construct this sort of gas-to-power project in Botswana, which is good. It takes a lot of the strain in the fundamentals of the finances, you know, and all that stuff. So what do you think? Talau Energy now. It's come back a bit today, which is very odd. I don't know. It was down all buyers today.
It got sold late day yesterday as well. I think it's profit-taking, and there is a Fibonacci level at 10.95 resistance. But no, since the end of January, you know, this is making really nice patterns. So it makes a sharp move higher and then it consolidates sideways for a week and retraces perhaps, you know, half or a third of the move, and then makes another big push higher and then goes sideways for a week and consolidates and, you know, stays bullish all the way up. So this is what I'd like to see. Again, I think that this Talao has bottomed. We are overbought. We're overbought. We're at resistance. I think I would like to see this pattern again where we go sideways for a week, consolidate the gains, and then make another push higher. Looks good.
I know what you're saying. All right. And the last one. It's an interesting company. They have, like, you know, almost triple-digit revenue here in dollars, right? So we're talking about, you know, in fact, they just had their interim results out. And I look it up now because it's the market cap. The market cap is around about $7 million, right? That's all it is. They've got $10 million in cash. And their half-year results was group turnover, $148 million. And that's their market cap's only at £7 million, and they've got $10 million, you know, bucks in cash. So they've had results out, and they don't make a profit yet. So it's down about 20% today. So what do you reckon there?
It's wiped out the entire gains for February, which is a bit of a shame.
Yes, yeah, this is Web, by the way. Webis Holdings. Yeah.
Webis Holdings. W E B. Yes, we have wiped out the entire. You know, when you reverse at a 786 fib, you normally come back to the 382. So the support based on that is at 1.487. And I think that we'll come back to there and sit there. And the 200-day moving average, which is just below at 1.33, should catch up. You know, both times we've tested it in September and then again in December, you know, we consolidated, found support and moved higher. I'd like to see that happen again in this stock, you know. Hold on to the 200-day and buy again, because, you know, if the numbers aren't that bad, then that's what we should see happen.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the thing is, it's 148 million turnover revenue. They still haven't made a profit on that. So you're thinking, how much do they need to turn over to make a profit here? And you know, so that's the worry, I think. Right. Okay, marvellous, Nick. Can you send me the charts there? Then please, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox Markets and also on the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thank you, Nicola.
Thank you, bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.